Okay, so in order not to let us wait, I think we should, I will start and until we are waiting for more participants to arrive and more community people to arrive, because some of them told me already it's going to be challenging for them. I'm sorry, my name is Sandra Hoferichter, I'm the chair of the Academy Working Group, and during today's meeting we have 3 points on the agenda. The first one is a feedback from the participants of the leadership training program, which took place for the second time in Los Angeles last week. The second part is we have Jeffrey Dunn and Nora Abuzita and also Janice Duma in the room, who will give us a first update on the online learning platform, the iCanLearn, and then we will discuss how to move forward with this iCan Academy working group, what the scope is, and so on and so forth. The first thing I would like to do is, and it's already on the screen, just have a very, very quick look on the survey. Just as last year, we asked participants from the leadership training program to answer some question in order to evaluate. I just realized it's not readable because the font is just too small. Maybe we can enlarge that. Wonderful. I just give you some brief numbers. So the question was, how do you rate the overall program? Around 60% said very good, and 40% said good. There was no one who said sufficient, not sufficient. So I think overall this is a very good rating. We also asked some questions about the online learning platform. Last year it was still in a developing mood, and participants had a very brief look and made some proposal what we can improve there. So the results for the online learning platform is that 20% said it's a very good tool, 40% said it's still a good tool, and only 36% said, oh well, it's sufficient or not sufficient. So as I know from last year, it has improved quite a lot, but I think there is still space for improvement, and I think this is the scope what we can actually do, discuss this with Jeffrey and Nora and also Janice. On the other part, do you think the OLP will provide an added value to the community? There was full agreement that this is something which is definitely needed, and most of the people think also that it will be used and visited by the community. The question was, how do you rate the online learning platform in terms of usefulness and structure? The majority of the participants rated it as very good or good useful. Only 30% said, okay, it's insufficient and the structure is needs still to be developed. Experienced leaders indicated that there were still some things which were totally new to them and which they could learn on that online learning tool. So with this, I would actually like to hand over to Jeff and Nora to give us some more background information about the development of this tool, and when more people arrive in the room, we would ask participants from the leadership training program to give us their oral feedback. The survey, by the way, will be sent via the iCan Academy mailing list so that everybody can look into it into detail. Over to you. Great. Jeffrey and Nora.
Thanks. We have a presentation that we'll pull up. While we wait for that, I'll just quickly introduce myself. My name is Jeff Dunn. I'm part of the Development and Public Responsibility Department, which is overseen by the woman to my left, Nora Abuzita, who is also going to be helping out with the presentation. My official role is Online Education Specialist. I also help out with education outreach and various other things that our somewhat new department is pursuing. And our presentation won't be too long, but I definitely want feedback, comments, questions, and to answer anything that you have afterwards.
Thank you.
Here we go. Great, thanks. We can just start at the second slide, the not colorful one. So it'll be the key features slide, the second slide. Oh, there we go. Great, that's okay, thanks so much. So I know most of you are very familiar with the online learning platform, but for those who are not, I know there are some members here who may not have taken a course yet. Basically, the online learning platform was developed by and for the community, and the main goal is to inspire the global community through making courses open, free, easily accessible, available in all the major UN languages. And it really started off as just a very simple idea to try to make everything a lot more understandable. The basic goal for the first year or so, I only started in November, but basically since then, has been to be a way for newcomers or really anybody who's looking to brush up on their knowledge of ICANN and the particular topics we cover, and just to make it as simple as possible. So that's our ongoing goal at this point. We're just getting started at this point. But that being said, we're seeing tremendous uptake by the community, and it's really helping with global outreach, because we've been developing a lot of courses for regional vice presidents, and pretty much every continent is talking to me right now about creating some course material, which is very exciting. I'll talk about that a little bit later. I don't know if you can actually see this slide. The people sitting that side probably can a lot better. But basically, over the past month, for the month of September, we had 900 or so active monthly users, and those people viewed about 9,000 lessons just in that month alone. So that was really exciting, considering it's a pretty new platform, and we've only started really marketing it through the ICANN blog and the Twitter and various other channels over the last couple months since London. So we've seen sort of a hockey stick growth, which is very exciting. It basically has everything you would expect in a powerful mobile platform, basically. So it has a mobile-friendly design, multiple language support, and it's actually going to be getting easier to become an instructor. And I can walk you through that process afterwards if you like, but basically just come to me and I can tell you exactly what you need to know and the ins and outs, what works and what doesn't. But we've been getting a lot of uptake from the community and internal training as well. Next slide. Thanks. So as I said, in case you haven't actually seen the OLP, which is learn.icann.org, this is just a quick snapshot. I just chose a random page. It's just some of the community courses that we've done. It was designed and built for the global community, as it says there, but you can drill down into any of these topics and keep going. We have custom bespoke courses that are made for smaller groups, like the Next Gen group, a group that our department runs. And basically that is an onboarding process that was specifically created for a group of about 20 students at a time, and there's an online discussion area in there where they can ask questions of each other. They've since started a Facebook group as well. It's shown a lot of uptake, which is great. As I mentioned, it supports all the major UN languages, except for the internal training courses. We have all the bases covered, so to speak. We've gotten tremendous feedback. We've just through various social media outreach, Janice did a little promotion for us, and she got sort of unsolicited positive feedback. I've been getting great feedback too. The number one thing that we've gotten a request for is certifications, which are basically, you know, non-legally binding badges that you can earn from achieving a course. So we're looking into that and working on making that a reality too, because that's a really exciting way for people to sort of take a little more pride and ownership in it. But as you can see, people are really happy with it. So what did you like about the course? This is about a Lacrello course that we created. They actually created the content. I formatted it, and we tweaked it a little bit and tried to make it as engaging as possible. And the feedback was positive. The only negative feedback we had, just in because I'm completely open about it, is that some of the links were to non-English or were to English-speaking, English-translated websites, even though it was like the Spanish translation of the course. So easily fixed, and we fixed it, but minor stuff like that. So it's a great learning process for me and for the course creators as well. The Lacrollo course, I shared the statistics with them, and they are working on a phase two course now as well, so it's sort of an advanced course, if you will. And I just wanted to showcase some of the organizations that we're working with ICANNLEARN, because the whole goal, as you all probably know, is to really work with as many different groups as possible. This is both internal groups and external groups, so we've been working with a lot of universities, NYU, Carnegie Mellon in Rwanda, at-large groups, I mean, you name it, we're partnering with you, because the whole point of it is to make something as useful as possible for everybody. And who doesn't love a good word cloud? So I just added a few things of what we talk about on the course, just using all the text on the course. So obviously ICANN is, you know, one of the most talked about terms. Anyway, this is my last slide. Sorry for taking a little bit of time. Then I'm going to hand it over to Nora, but I just wanted to point out just these key stats here. We have more than 30 free courses. We have about 10 in the queue right now that'll be done within the next month and a half or so, one being announced by the end of next week. 900 active monthly students that I mentioned, available in all the languages, major UN languages. More than 9,000 lessons viewed every month. We're already on pace for more than 10 this month, which is very exciting. And 40-plus countries with active monthly students, so it's not just U.S.-centric or, you know, a particular region-centric, which is very cool. We have a lot of partnerships that we're going to be working with. For example, we're exploring partnerships where we can offer certification, as I mentioned, the non-legally binding kind. But with that, I'll hand it over to Nora, who I want to also share. There you go.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks very much. I wanted to say a few words, I won't take up too much time, about how this falls in the department and why we have a department for development and public responsibility. One of the things that we noticed was one of the biggest challenges for new people that come to ICANN is that they don't understand the structure, it's very hard to understand, there's so many acronyms, there's so many groups, what do we do? And so the department really dedicates a lot of its work to making participation easier in a different way. Through education, through language access, through encouraging newcomers at different levels and different age groups. And the online learning platform is one of the tools that we're using and that we're providing to the community in order to make that easier. It's not the only tool, definitely. But we've noticed that it's one of the more successful tools. Even our regional VPs are utilizing it in their engagement. Before they get to a destination, they send out a link to a course that, you know, gives people some background about whatever it is that they'll be talking about. And then they get there and they build on that knowledge instead of starting from scratch. Jeff talked a little bit about language capabilities. We have had requests outside of those languages, and we've encouraged community members to provide us with content, if they could help us curate it, obviously, for closed-off or private areas on the OLP, if they feel like there's some content that would be useful to a very specific or small group within the community. And so, you know, I hope that everybody within the ICANN world utilizes and leverages that tool, and I hope the Academy will be able to take advantage of it. And, you know, we have so much flexibility on that platform that there's many ways the Academy can leverage it. The starting point is to express interest. If you have content, even better. And we work with you to build it and make it available to your community, whether it's for everybody or whether it's for a smaller group that you're trying to create a course for. So again, we're extremely open to suggestions, Jeff or myself. Myself more in the context of developing the new participants in ICANN and helping the existing ones. And so, you know, from my experience, I've also met several participants that have gotten into ICANN but kind of feel like they got stuck somewhere. So how do they go to the next level? This is one of the tools that we use to help them in that respect. I look forward to hearing more from you, so I'm going to listen to questions and see if we can answer them, but I also hope that we'll hear from you. There is a capability on this platform that people could teach courses. People have been shy about that, so I'm hoping that in the next phase we will encourage community members, veterans in the community really, to teach courses to newcomers or new ICANN participants. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nora and Jeff. I think this was very helpful. I would like to ask many people from the leadership training program, and the OLP is part of the leadership training program, for them to prepare before they arrive to the course. So many of them are here in the room, and I would like to invite them now to give a feedback, and please include also a feedback about the OLP in your little speech, because now that we are lucky that we have Nora and Jeff in the room, this was not always the case because too many meetings are around. So please, let's use that opportunity and to submit your ideas about the leadership training program, but also especially on the OLP. Who would like to share the impressions? Jimmy, please.
Yeah, first of all, thank you very much for organizing the leadership program, Sandra. It was very valuable for me. I'm new to ICANN. It's my third ICANN, but I've always, have been here as a guest, not as an active participant. So the leadership training as an incoming ALEC member was very valuable for me, very important, especially for me being new to ICANN, the parts where we learned how ICANN internally really works, which is a process of ongoing learning, of course, because it's for someone coming new into this world quite understandable how ICANN really works, and the leadership training really helped to get into. The other part, getting management skills, which are needed in a that diverse world, were even more valuable. And but the best thing, and you can see that so many participants of the leadership training are here right now, that we I got to know a lot of people from other constituencies I would never have met, and I think that was the most important part for me.
This is Camille Stewart. I echo Jimmy's sentiments. I thought the program was very helpful and armed, especially the newcomers, with understanding of the organization and just friendly faces in the room for attending meetings and walking around. I would have liked to see maybe something tailored towards the newcomers there, just for that kind of that extra information. But other than that, I thought it was extremely valuable, both the facilitation skills, the dialogue with everyone, and then the opportunity to interface with people who are more experienced with the ICANN community, the ICANN setup. I learned a lot dealing with the more experienced members and interfacing with them and discussing their experiences, so it was great.
Cyranus, please.
Cyranus Vardanya, for the record. As an incoming APURALO chair, this training was really very interesting, informative, and important. I was actually very lucky, one of the luckiest as an incoming person, was lucky coming to ICANN World through a fellowship program, which gave me a lot of information and understanding what is ICANN. But one of the important aspects for this leadership training was cross-constituency communication and interaction. And I echo Jimmy saying that we had never had this type of interaction, neither with GNSO members nor especially with GOC members. So this was really an important aspect for us. And we also got understanding of what they are doing, actually, because we were somehow involved in our own constituencies and had very little information about them. This was one of the important aspects of the training, as well as facilitation skills and conflict resolution. This type of training was very interesting and important. So now we know how to be disruptive and how to deal with disruptive people. So that's also very good skills. So thank you for the opportunity, and I would suggest for all new leaders coming to this world, take this opportunity and have chance to participate in similar training. Related to OLP, I don't have too much experience. I just took the course, which was as a recommendation for starting this training, for starting this leadership training, and besides that, I didn't take another course there, but I found it interesting and planning to go back and do more searching in that space. Thank you.
Mark, please.
Mark Trachtenberg, for the record. I thought the program was excellent. I echo many of the sentiments that the previous speakers have made. I think, you know, to me, by far the most valuable thing was the cross-constituency communication and the opportunity to spend 3 days with people from other constituencies. Just, you know, very incredibly valuable to be fortunate enough to have two, you know, new board members in the program, you know, GAC members, just, you know, kind of a very rare experience. I personally reach out to a lot of people across many constituencies, and I have friends in every constituency, but still, you know, even after 10 years, I've never had an opportunity or an experience like in the program to spend that much time with people. You know, you're really able to develop a very personal relationship with them, and I think that that was incredibly valuable. Definitely, you know, the parts focusing on the structure of ICANN and how things are done in ICANN, I think were very valuable and important. And, you know, that's where maybe I slightly depart from the other speakers, where I just wish there was more of that. I think that while the conflict resolution skills were, I mean, they're valuable, especially to the extent that, that the program is focused on newcomers, they're unlikely to be leaders anytime soon. They're unlikely to lead working groups. That's almost exclusively done by people who've been around ICANN. And you, to be honest, you can't really lead a working group and you don't understand how ICANN works. It's very difficult. You have to know people. You have to understand the process. And so, to me, the leadership skills and the conflict resolution, while valuable, seems to me more of like a mid-level education as opposed to an education directed at newcomers. What I think is most valuable for newcomers, and even for actually people who've been around for 10 years, is understanding how ICANN works, because nobody does. I mean, even people who've been around for 10 or 15, 20 years, you know, they kind of do. They have a better understanding at the macro level of the different constituencies and the stakeholder groups, but even they don't understand, you know, the more detailed aspects of how certain decisions are made and what the process is, and, you know, they argue about that all the time. And I think a lot of the disputes and the inability to communicate between constituencies results from not having a common set of ground rules and not understanding what the process is and how things should happen. And so when you can't even agree on how things should happen or what the process is, it prevents you from taking the next step to having any sort of meaningful discussion about the actual issue. And so, you know, for me, especially for a program focused on newcomers, you know, I would love to see, and I would be happy to participate in a program that just spends a lot more time on the basics and the fundamentals of, you know, really how ICANN works. And I think that would equip all the attendees to really more effectively take the next step on the path to becoming a leader in ICANN. And then, you know, at a later stage, maybe taking the conflict resolution, you know, training and focusing on those aspects. And, you know, I wouldn't say eliminate them completely, because I think, you know, having some focus on especially being culturally sensitive and, you know, how to effectively communicate, there definitely is value there, and you need that to be able to integrate yourself into the ICANN community. But, you know, I would take most of the leadership and conflict resolution stuff and maybe put that into a later course for mid-level people and upper-level people who really are in a situation where they can be a leader of a working group. And especially, you know, in this program, they kept talking about leaders of working groups. You know, you're not going to walk into ICANN and be a leader of a working group. It's very rare, though, and it's very difficult when you don't have a fundamental understanding of you know, how ICANN works. And, you know, I think your working group is focused, you know, on an educational aspect where, you know, maybe you have a better ability to just be able to step into it. And, you know, actually in that situation, rarely the fact that you didn't have a lot of experience probably had a lot of value, because you kind of weren't blinded by a lot of the other things. Whereas, you know, a working group on an issue that's been very problematic for a long period of time, it would be virtually impossible to be able to, first of all, you would never be selected for that to lead that working group, but even if by some chance you were, it would be virtually impossible for you to effectively do anything with that working group if you didn't understand the underpinnings of how ICANN worked and the history of that issue. Now I will let someone else talk, sorry.
We have a Q&A operation now. Martin, Heather, and Stephanie. Martin, you have the floor, please.
Thank you. Martin for the record, Patrice Silva for the record. I will repeat, I agree with everything my previous speakers said. And I will add first that the first day of the program, I thought that the experience between the experienced people and the newcomers was going to be radically different. And after talking about the program, I realized that the experience was really similar or shared between us. We agreed on that the things that were useful, the things that we thought could be better, and that shows a coherence or a consistency in the program. It wasn't unbalanced, and that's something that I think it's good. Also, to be able to be beneficial for both kind of participants, something that I do find extremely difficult. At least for newcomers, it could have been very confusing and disappointing, and for people who are experienced, could have been just boring. Like what I'm doing here, what I'm looking at the things that I already know, and no one thought that, no one said that, and I think that's a huge achievement. I also will agree a little bit with Mark, with the fact that I loved, and I think this is a total necessary part of this leadership, the management of conflicts and the management of a community. So all the leader skills that we learned, I will never take any of that out. But I do think that the content, the same time, the same amount of content, but I think it could have been of a little bit more detail, maybe. But I think there's also because it was community based, and that happens when I agree that I agree with the model that the community should teach the community, and sometimes the community not always is going to have the same level in every aspect because different people have different approaches. So I think that's just a risk that, in my opinion, is worth to take, to let the community teach and express, because I think, although I agree with Mark, I think that some presentations were extremely original and extremely useful, and I think that if we had a previous guidance, that would not have happened either. So it's a trade-off, but I agree with his critique in the concept. The other thing is, I think I talked about this a little bit, and we formed a Facebook group of the alumni of the program. Jimmy created it, and you created an amazing value, not only by giving us skills and by giving us deeper knowledge of the cross-community issues and functions. You build up a team. People that knew each other, that are willing to work together no matter what, that I'm pretty sure that any conflict that could arise in the cross-community works among us are going to be resolved in a civilized manner. You created value that it wasn't individual value, it was a community value. And I think you have to preserve that by building a community after the program. I could use an example, it's the fellowship. Program has captured that value in an alumni community, and I think it's only saying good things. You know, you have created value, and you can capture even more than the one that you are capturing now. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Next in the queue is Heather.
Thank you, Sandra. I commend the group, particularly you, Sandra, for all the work that's gone into this. I'll make comments, I'll try and make them as if you like, directed and targeted and hopefully helpful as I can. I think I'm the first one of us to speak that's done this twice, so I can offer some insight in terms of comparison and how far we've come. I'll start off with the online learning platform. I think there's very useful information there. One of our big complaints last year, if it's acceptable to call it a complaint, is that the information was just hopelessly out of date. We had information from meetings that were 8 years ago, and I think that's come a very long way. And the usability of the platform, the look and feel of it, is significantly improved, and I think that's a tremendous thing. I think the challenge is finding the time to do this. I spoke to a number of participants very informally, and perhaps this is I won't name names, but I think relatively few of the participants did this. You open it up and it says it'll take you an hour or 2 hours to complete this course, and that's daunting. That really is daunting. So I don't know how we solve that. There is the information. It takes time to get through it. How we all find time in our day short of the time-space continuum is a challenge. One direct point of feedback I would give is this business of enrollment is not explained clearly enough on the online learning platform. Some courses require enrollment. All of them have an enrollment button, whether it's self-enroll or be enrolled or this sort of thing. And I looked for a very long time. Some of the courses that I did, I couldn't take the quiz because I was not enrolled and I couldn't figure out how. In terms of the professional training aspect, I think we've come a very long way in terms of integrating this into the program as a whole. I think we have a very long way to go. I think what we proved this time around is that the two can be integrated, but I don't think we're there. I really think all we've done is now take A and B, and rather 2 days of A and 3 days of B, we've now just peppered A and B into a day. So a little bit of A and a little bit of B and back to A and back to B. And I don't think that's, I think it's a lost opportunity is what it is. I would like to see that in that context. I agree with the comments that Mark and Martin have made in terms of tailoring. I'm not sure that this program, having done it twice, is the right fit for what we need at this time. I think it needs to be more tailored to ICANN rather than just generic skills. And I think the way to do that is, you know, I think that communicates more than anything else relevance. It suggests why we're here. We're here to do this in the context of ICANN, not just to learn how to listen and be good communicators and this kind of thing. The facilitators do not ask. I thought it was interesting. I've seen it twice now. They don't ask any of the participants what skills they may already have if they've been through this kind of training. And I think that rubbed some participants the wrong way. Also think we still have some work to do. This was a key point of feedback that I made last year, and apparently my Americentric word has gone viral. I still think we have an American corporate program in this respect, and I think we have some work to do in internationalizing, and I think this is a particularly important time for ICANN to do this, given where we are on the world stage. I don't think this is the time for us to have an American corporate training program. In terms of community involvement, of course, what I say here is somewhat biased, but I will say this, and I speak very honestly, and I did tell Sandra that if I came, I would speak honestly. I really wasn't sure when we spoke prior to the program, and I put my hand up initially to participate, and then when it came back, yes, we'd like you to participate, I thought, oh, I'm not sure if I want to do this. Not for any reason other than I wasn't really sure if the improvements had been made. I thought last year that the concept was brilliant and that much more needed to be done in terms of making the program relevant and useful and all of this sort of thing. Let's be realistic. It's a very significant chunk out of our day when you already have to explain to your boss that you are going to be away for 10 days of an ICANN meeting, or 8, you know, 10 in my case, because I fly for 2 days and I lose a day out of my life. It's difficult then to say, oh, and by the way, I need to spend another week, and we need to have some tangible outcomes. In terms of tangible outcomes, I think the community has something to do here, in a sense that when we truly marry the content with the program, the communication skills happen naturally. Rather than teach ourselves about or be taught or be lectured about communication skills. I think we had a number of sessions in the group where we sat down and we could have spent much more time. We really only struck the surface on, for example, the organizational chart. Had we had 2 hours to sit in small groups and talk about how that could be done better, to talk about the policy development process, what do you really understand? Not the published version of what the policy development process is, but where are the breakdowns in the policy development process? Who's involved in what? I think that would be useful. And that's, in terms of community involvement, I would say this: when we look for community people to be involved, it's not just who has ICANN knowledge. That's only part of it. I think you have to have effective communicators too. And we all know within ICANN who's an effective communicator and who isn't. So that's part of our screening process, let's say, within the community. We need to have our eyes out, not just for the people that know what they're doing, but the people that can get others to understand that and do that in a professional and polite and caring way. What else would I say? No, I think that's the end of my list. I'll say this as a final point, as a sort of capstone to my saying I wasn't sure if I wanted to come back. I'm delighted that I did. I think the reason that I came back in the end was that I walked away from last year thinking it was a wonderful opportunity to meet new people. And it is indeed a wonderful opportunity to meet new people. I've passed people in the hallway that are in constituencies and groups that I never would otherwise cross paths. As the meeting gets bigger and bigger and meeting rooms are more isolated, you never actually see people. And I still think that's fantastic. So I thank you, Sandra, in particular, for inviting me back. And I thought it was very interesting that on day two, someone said to me, oh, you're not ICANN staff. There was a bit of a confusion as to what I was. And in that case, and then I got a whole extra set of information, let's say. So perhaps that also speaks to the benefit of having staff members involved. I'm very happy, I'll say this publicly and perhaps regret it later, having done this twice, I'm happy to stay involved. I think, you know, I think there's really concrete things that we can do to make this wonderful. I continue to support the concept wholeheartedly.
Thank you, Heather. This was really useful feedback, and I took my notes, and I more or less agree on every point. These were also my observations, and I think we are on a good way, but there is still a long way to go. The last in the queue is Stephanie. If there are no other hand raises, then I would go to the next step, to the future of the Academy Working Group. What can we do? How can we collaborate with ICANN staff? But first, let's give Stephanie the opportunity.
Yes, and I echo the opportunity to meet folks was much appreciated. I think I am the newbie that Mark was describing there. Certainly when I joined the EWG without a knowledge of how ICANN worked, it was like Alice in Wonderland, you know. So it would have been useful to have more of a module on how ICANN works. For me, I think the balance, it's hard to do everything in a 3-day course, and I could have used more how to survive at ICANN, you know, sort of a how does it work? It's my observation that each constituency works slightly different, and then when you get into a cross-community working group, those different behaviors, I won't say they clash, but it's sometimes hard to interpret. You know, there are different sort of patterns between ALAC and the commercial guys, for instance. So, and they're certainly different from the NCSG. So I think maybe more of that would be useful. I'm wondering, as I look at your whole training goals, and I missed the beginning of the meeting, so I apologize if you explained all these, but what kind of a community is ICANN trying to forge? At the moment, it has inherited a community that is formed of the ICANN old-timers. There's a lot of people who have been around for a long time. I would say, as a newbie, it's not always easy to break into that community, and the whole model is unsustainable over the long term. I feel for the fellows when their money runs out, because then they have to stay home unless they find another funder. So, I mean, I think a vision of, okay, who are we in the ICANN community? How do we operate remotely, and how do we operate through face-to-face? you need to set the learning modules into that context. It's my observation that the meetings are lost opportunities in terms of getting together and meeting one another and figuring out common ground, because there's a lot of siloed behavior in the face-to-face meetings. And it seems to me it would be really great if you had like one day education day where you forced people to meet each other and learn new things. That would be just a suggestion. Maybe you could even force them to do it for 2 days. I don't know. You need three to really gel as a group. But there's a lot of behaviors that I think you could break off teaching modules on. So, for instance, and I think I brought it up during the classes, ICANN is a unique beast. It's multicultural. It's and there's a lot of behavior that is not tolerant is not the word, but not doesn't recognize that language patterns, ways of behaving, aggressive. Aggressiveness is not the right word, but, you know, the different styles of people. That would be a good module to teach some people, you know, probably including me. So I don't know whether that's useful or not, but...
Thank you, Stephanie. This was actually very useful, because this brings us right into the next topic point, the future of the ICANN Academy Working Group. Gisela, can I ask you to get the next slide, please? Going back a little bit in history of this working group, it exists since 4 years, but for at least the last 1.5 year, the scope of this working group was more or less limited to this leadership training program. I think it was worth the effort. Now we are in a good way, but now we should also concentrate on the other issues we were actually proposing. So, the questions are, what are the future tasks for this working group? What is the scope of this group, and how our ideas can become more visible on within ICANN, for example, on ICANN.org? Next slide, please. So I improved it, but I apologize. It's still not readable from this distance for you, so I will just briefly explain you what this graphic is about. The working group always proposed a modular system for a sort which is called Academy, which includes an online learning tool, oh, wonderful, which includes a fellowship program, which includes a newcomers program. So I just listed here what we already have, what is visible and what not. So we have the ICANN Learn, the online learning tool. We have a good calendar of regional engagements. We have the fellowship program, which is very successful. I hear that from so many people in this community who went through that this is actually the best way to get into ICANN. And then we have also the newcomers program. So these things are easily accessible on ICANN.org. They are working, they are up, they are under development. There is no question about to change that or to work on that. So this is set. Then we have another set of programs, for instance, the leadership training programs, the various programs which SOs and ACs are organizing themselves, mentoring programs and the like. They are there, but they are not visible. So if somebody comes to ICANN.org, for instance, a new GAC member arrives, and I know the GAC sometimes conducts capacity building programs themselves, but they are doing it every third or every fourth meeting according to the demand. So just imagine a new GAC member arrives here in Los Angeles, but there is no capacity building conducted within the GAC. But to be honest, at least two-thirds of any capacity building program for a newcomer are more or less the same contact for the GAC, for the ALAC, for the GNSO, for whomever. And only one-third is the specifics about each stakeholder group. So the idea would be that actually the information, what's going on in other group, is easily accessible on the ICANN.org website, so that the GAC member can decide, oh, okay, the GAC is not doing something, but I can go to the ALAC. I get at least a broad overview about that, and before that, before I go, I take the online learning course, because then I'm already a little bit more prepared. And then during the next meeting, I'm looking for a mentor from the GAC who explains me the little bit which I was missing, which I couldn't get on the online learning platform, and which couldn't I get in the at-large capacity building program. So this is actually the way we were thinking about that sort of academy, that you have all the varieties and all the programs listed somewhere, And then we can actually, as a working group, propose a system, a framework, how you can easily navigate through such a things, either by using colors or by, I don't know, I mean, this is nothing is carved in stone. There are many ideas in the hand. And then there are some things which are not existing yet, but I think they are at the moment under discussion, which is, for instance, a document library, which is nothing else than a document management system. The funny thing is, if a new ICANN CEO arrives, he usually doesn't change the office, but he changed the website. So Heather just told me 2,400 links are lost every time. And this is really the biggest problem for this community, who has to go back in history of documents, because processes sometimes, policy development processes and so on, they sometimes take such a long time. So if you lose all your links every time when the website is going to change, this is really, really a problem for this community. But I know that a new team was set up to establish a document management system, and I think this is nothing else than what is written there with document library. Then also, it was mentioned that we have many people in our community who have teaching skills, who are not only a topic matter expert, but who have teaching skills online and in real world. So let's get a list of them. Let's ask them, let's identify them, and find out who is willing to actually participate and contribute to the learning platform, to an event in a specific region, or to a leadership training program, or to a capacity building program, which is done within the ICANN meeting face-to-face. So these things are at the moment not existing yet. Next slide, please. So this was one opportunity how we were looking at such an academy. You have the different level of engagements. You can maybe start as a newcomer, become an observer. You can be a contributor. But you can even be a staff member, be an observer, become an expert researcher, and become staff again. I mean, this all happened within ICANN, that people are changing, wearing different hats. So, and if all the things are somewhere listed, I said that already, then you can easily navigate which course you have to take, either by following a color or by following modular system or whatever. Next slide, please. So currently on ICANN.org, when you press the button Get Started, you have the and short link to the newcomers program, to the fellowship program, and to the beginner's guide. And then you enter on this page where you have a shortcut to the online learning platform and to regional engagement events. This is actually the point where this working group is proposing to put in all the other links to all the other programs. And at the moment, it's nothing more than just bringing the links together, nothing else. RIPE, for instance, they are doing it in a very easy and understandable manner. It's difficult to read, but I will explain you. You click on the button Training, which is the lighted one in the menu, and then you have training courses, training material, host a training course, and e-learning. So this is actually their sort of training effort. They call it training. I spoke to the RIPE people. They are even thinking about expanding it to an academy, which also includes a third of a certification and level system, because for developing countries in particular, this is an important thing to get a certificate. I participated in ICANN XYZ or in RIPE XYZ course. This is always something which is unique for them. And this is also a very good revenue for a newcomer to get certificates and recognition. Next slide, please. So other organizations are doing this as well. This is another organization, which is JCI, Junior Chamber International, clearly says ICANN Academy. I'm part of that organization, and I knew just when I want to know something, I go there. Next slide, please. This is another one, Chatham House Rule. They also have an academy, which is a different approach as we are discussing here, but it's very clear on the entry page. Next slide, please. This is an example for the document library of ISOC. I think this works very well. And I think this is a tool as closed in itself. So when a new website is set and up, this tool goes directly to the new website and links are not lost anymore. Next slide, please. So this is actually the current status of this working group. At the moment, we are an ad hoc working group under a large leadership. It took a while to get recognition for this working group under large leadership, first by the community, because they were skeptical about this is an at-large thing and this doesn't apply to us. I think meanwhile we have overcome that barrier. We are open to the entire community. We had broad participation from almost all SOs and ACs. A problem is that the term academy is still misunderstood. It's meant to be, or people think academy is the leadership training program, but we keep on praying that, or we keep on explaining that this is actually not the case, but the academy is something broader. Next slide, please. So, and this is actually the most important slide, and I want to discuss this with you here now. What can be the future of this academy working group? I would propose, and I would like to ask for your feedback here, first of all, make it a standing cross-community working group so that we get rid of this ad hoc thing and this at-large thing, because for new people this is still difficult. It should be a real standing cross-community working group according to the rules which are applied to such a working group. For like 4 years, I sharing that group, I think it would be good to have at least 2 co-chairs. I actually made that experience. I arrived at ICANN and just made a proposal of an academy, and I was the chair of that working group like half year later or something like this. And I think you're absolutely right. This is part of the program, that if you don't know how ICANN really works, with whom you have to talk to, how staff, community, how they fit together, this was really difficult for me. And maybe this is a reason why it took 4 years or 3 years to get the first program on. So I think co-chairs are needed. We should work on a charter. We should be the contact point then for all coordination and learning demands within ICANN. We can channel these requests and demands either to ICANN staff or to the community, whoever is dealing with this issue. And then I would propose to build task forces. Task forces to accommodate the different models of the academy. So to say that we have a task force who is working on the program of the leadership training program. That we have a task force who is taking care of the online learning platform. A task force for an expert faculty and other task forces. This would be my proposal, and I would like to know how do you think this proposal could work, and also if you would be willing to participate in such a real cross-community working group. Any comments, please? Martin.
I basically agree with the proposal, and I just wanted to put myself in this position of the chair to help.
Oh, great.
Don't miss that one.
But I think, it's Sandra speaking, I think we have to be serious with that. Co-chairs are not elected like this, so.
No. I said I think it's a good idea, everything you said, and I want to put myself in this position to the chair, not to be co-chair, to the team, to the working group, to work with the program. Not to be co-chair, not, for God, no.
Oh. Let's discuss this. Mark, please.
I mean, I'll participate. I'd be happy to. I think it has a lot of value, and I think to make it more official would be helpful. You know, ad hoc things sometimes are great for a short period of time, but it's hard to have lasting impact on a consistent basis with just something completely ad hoc. So I think not too much structure, not to kill it with structure, because I think in particular, this type of working group cannot have too much structure. To have too much structure will be detrimental to the group, because these existing structures are some of the things that are obstacles to cross-community participation and relations right now. So to have all those barriers in this group, is kind of contradictory. But I do think it should be official, and you of course need a charter and all those other things. I just would caution to not make it overly structured.
Thank you. Wonderful. Fatima? Oh, Tijani, you did raise your hand?
Thank you, Sandra. Yes for a lot of things. For example, to make it standing working group, yes. It cannot be otherwise. Assign groups or make different groups to work on specific issues, yes, also. But before all this, we need to have a comprehensive view of what is the project. So we have to, I think we have to work the general view of what is the ICANN Academy. I remember that at the beginning we began to do so, but we stopped because we were working on the leadership program. We have to resume, come back, and work on it. And since when we have it ready, we can split the work. We can have groups. We can have all the structure you want. But before that, we have to have the general view of what is the project.
Thank you, Tijani. Fatima?
Thanks, Sandra, Fatima, for the record. I have a lot of comments, but I will be brief. I think one important thing is for the Academy Working Group is a visibility issue. My question is, can we include in the main page of the ICANN.org a module of ICANN Academy, and under that module include the different initiative that you mentioned, such as ICANN Learn, the mentoring program of At Large, the capacity building working group of At Large, the different initiative of capacity building from each RALO, for example, of course the fellowship program, and another thing is the Bureau of Speakers, for example, that all of that things are related to ICANN Academy. And this is an issue. And another issue is, I am not sure if this group should be a cross-community working group. Maybe in the next stage could be an at-large working group open for everyone to participate, but with more visibility. And I think that's all for now.
Thank you, Fatima. I think that it was an at-large working group for such a long time. I think we should change that. I think this is still... We're not going to too many GNSO working groups, and I think this keeps the GNSO and other folks from our group away. So I would not propose to stay as an at-large working group open to the community. Regarding the website, that's exactly what we were asking for, to get a bottom menu easily accessible, maybe not on the first, but at least on the second page, where we at the moment put all the links together to start from somewhere. Because when you have a project in our environment, when you have a project, you start with a website. And on the website, you begin to structure the whole thing. And this is, I think, and next to what Tijani proposed to make a project proposal, I think this is the next step to get the visibility, and from there we can start working on the different modules and how to link them better to each other, so that each module has a shortcut to the online learning platform, and each participant has a shortcut to the fellowship program if this is according to his career he wants to make. Also, I think it has a very great value for volunteers. I mean, they dedicate time, and what is their salary? Their salary is recognition. So I think if you have an expert faculty and could include people like ICANN veterans, this is an honor for them to be member of the ICANN expert faculty, and this is why they are dedicating voluntary time. I think this is very, very important. Also, another aspect is that when a newcomer comes to ICANN, it would be probably an added value to see, okay, if I join that organization, I get course, or I can get course XYZ. I can make a career within that organization. I can be a chair of a working group. I can elaborate my skills not only in the course, but also in real life, and can work on a real topic, can create a network. I think this is the added value for such an academy, not only to make learning easily accessible, but also to pay back some of the credentials to the volunteer and show them how to elaborate. Mark, you look like as you would like to mention something.
Well, I just think, you know, with regards to the cross-community working group, it seems to me like online education is something separate, the leadership program, that seems to me something separate. I mean, it should incorporate parts of cross-community focus, but you know, for the cross-community working group, I think, you know, while there should be some education there, that the online learning platform is something separate. And for the cross-community working group, I think there needs to be a social component, because you can't just create programs and structures and have training for how people should get along. They have to actually be in the same room and interact with each other. And that, I think, I don't want to speak for everybody, but I will, and say I think for everybody, they can disagree, but I think everyone I've spoken to has said the most valuable thing was the time they spent with everyone, and that's something that you can't put in a book, you can't put on a website. There's no substitute for sitting down in a room and talking to somebody and learning about their life. There's just nothing that comes even close to it, and I think that is, you know, not only the biggest value from this program, but I think that would be the biggest value from a cross-community working group. And you know, that's the policy. I don't know the implementation for that yet, but you know, I don't know whether that's, you know, events that you maybe put on in different areas where you invite people from those geographic areas to come to the event. You know, I don't know how exactly it would work, but I think that should be taken into account, and that should be one of the primary focuses of that working group.
Thank you, Mark. Tijani, do you want to respond to that, or? Okay, so Tijani, and then it's Stephanie.
I have a big concern about some confusions. I want it to be very clear that, for example, the leadership program is a program worked by the academy, while the online platform is not a program. It is a tool to be used and is used by the ICANN Academy, but also used by other parties. So we have to be careful about what we are talking about. And I think that I see the academy as, if you want, as a university, if you want, using all the tools to make learning for people. And those tools doesn't belong to the university. They belong to a lot of things. This is exactly the same for the academy. So the academy is a framework of learning, and we want it to be the framework for learning in ICANN. All the tools can be used by this academy, and this will make ICANN not do the same thing twice, for example, or three times. This will build skills in the academy, so that we are not always trying to find the skill, etc. What she was talking about the experts, very important. So please, when we speak about the ICANN Academy, we have to speak about it as a framework of learning. All the other things are tools. The leadership program, it is a program of the academy. It's not a tool.
Thank you, Tijani. Stephanie, please.
Yes, I made the joke at the training session feedback that, you know, could we give you a list of people that we felt needed to be trained? And I'm just sort of continuing along the thought of what kind of a community do we want to create. One of the problems with this is the people who volunteer to come and be trained, recognize that they can still learn something. And I would say that we might have a few problems in terms of our conflict with people who don't think they have anything to learn. So if you had a program, if you could somehow incorporate into the training, into the schedule around the face-to-faces, something akin to jury duty, where you randomly select people and invite them to come to possibly a shortened, maybe not 3-day training module. That would be an effective way to more or less drag people in, because you're going to lose key constituents that are coming here for particular objectives and don't care about whether ICANN is a sustainable community. Just a thought.
Thank you, Stephanie. Are there any other comments at the moment? I would like to ask you if you all... Carlos just arrived. I would like to ask you, and I'm very serious about that, do you have to add or to change anything about this proposal? Because if not, then this working group will keep on following these proposals here. These are proposals at the moment. If you like to have to change or to add something at that point, please let us know here. This is the next opportunity face-to-face will be in Marrakesh, so please be very serious about it. But maybe Carlos was late, and I really appreciate you were here in the beginning, you are here at the end. If you just give us a short feedback from your experience, and because we have still Jeff in the room, who is the coordinator of the online learning platform, we would appreciate if you give also specific feedback on that one. Thank you.
Yes, I'm sorry. I had to take a call. I could listen to your presentation, which was excellent, by the way. Thank you. I had the opportunity to participate last week in the training, and it was a wonderful experience. Nevertheless, I have one comment about the dynamics we had last week. It's very varied between content and practice, and then some skills, negotiation, participation skills. My short experience in ICANN is that each community has very, very different dynamics. So presenting skills just in a general manner, it's good for beginners, but having been 3 years in the GAC and one year in a review team and having some experience, short experience with the non-commercial stakeholder group and going into another group, I would expect that the difference of the ICANN Academy is that would take as a reference, as an example, these different dynamics and work the dynamics effectively. One day we might be all very fluent in all the different dynamics of all the groups, but I still feel that I have seen very different situations depending on which stakeholder group, on which constituency you are. And I would just hope that as the Academy advances and gets more experience, we can have some specifics, you know, like how are the GNSO dynamics and how are the ALAC dynamics and make some comparison. I think it would increase the learning experience for new people and would make good use of the experience of other people. So other than that, it was a wonderful experience last week, particularly the balance. The balance was amazing between experience and regions and world representation and so on. It was wonderful, and I have a strong feeling that you're going in the right direction, Sandra. So I hope this continues, and whatever I can add between here and Marrakesh, I would be glad to help. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Carlos. Stephanie, you have a comment?
Yes, and I'm just wondering, what kind of support do you need outside us joining the learning group? I mean, I'm always afraid things are going to get... This is coming from government. I'm always afraid something I love is going to get a budget cut, you know? That would be my experience. So what can we do to support you?
Okay, first of all, I think it's utmost important to have cross-community support. Because at the moment we have quite a good participation from the at-large people, but for others it's sometimes difficult to participate all the time because of the heavy, again, agenda they have. But cross-community support for this project is utmost important, otherwise it won't be accepted by the community. So if you can reach out in your communities, identify people who are somehow connected to that issue or to that topic, this would be great. Or if you as participants of one part of all this, I think this is important. And then if you think you can contribute to any of such a task force, I mean, this is what I listed there, learning platform, LTP, faculty and community efforts, I think we can add that in the future. But if you think you can contribute to any of these task forces in the future, this would be also great, because the leadership training program to organize this, it's not a huge amount of work. It is some work, And because it was only on the shoulders of two or three people at the moment, it was even more. But if you can distribute it by five people, it's not a big deal, honestly. Also, managing an expert faculty, reaching out, getting their biographies, making a connection, that's also not a big deal. But this is actually the way I would look at this. Then also working on a charter. I've never made a charter for any working group with an ICANN. I'm rather inexperienced. This is something I think where this group needs help for, developing a proposal to structure the whole program. I think these are the next steps. And I mean, we will follow up by the mailing list, or we have to probably go to a formal procedure now to get a standing cross-community working group. I have to find out how that works. I don't know yet. I will ask our policy staff to support me. And then I will keep you posted on the mailing, on the various mailing lists. And then we will probably create a new mailing list and start from there, as a working group usually starts. And we might have a call in between Los Angeles and Marrakesh, or we will meet in Marrakesh and discuss the next steps. Does this answer your question?
No.
Are there any other comments, questions? Fatima.
Thanks, Sandra. I would like to collaborate with the online learning task force, because I was working with Chef and it was a pleasure, and I am willing to collaborate.
Wonderful. Questions, comments? If this is not the case, I really thank you for such an effective meeting. It was one of the best I was ever delighted to share. I'm very happy for the broad participation, the good interactivity and discussion. I take this as the roadmap for our next steps, and I will keep you informed via mailing list, and I hope to see many of you in Marrakesh. And now you have 15 spare minutes.